Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Happy Monday to all across the Delaware Valley. Happy Monday. And it would have been happier on Saturday. It felt like it was going to be a great weekend. Ow! It felt awesome. It felt like we were going to be in. And then the fighting Phillies, we're going to go down to Atlanta and take the series. Oh, Ektor, blown save. Well, the blown lead, the worst, though, you blow the save, you come back, right? You put one up on in the 11th, they come back. You put the three up in the 12th, they come back with four. And you lose. And that was a killer. I tell you, listen, I love this team. I really love them. They lost, and I wasn't nasty or resentful, but more like, damn, like that was a great opportunity. I feel good about them. I mean, it's going to sound crazy. Now, last night was bad, right? Nola, he just shrinks when he's in Atlanta. And, you know, I mean, that's something that he's going to have to come up, get over, because Rays aren't going anywhere with that lineup, that ridiculous, amazing lineup. They're not going anywhere. So, you know, he's got to figure it out, man. That was awful. I mean, you get staked to a, Cutch gives you the early lead, right? Lead off home run of the game. And then you come back down. Here's what was worrisome to me, too, is that they were sitting, and A-Rod pointed this out, they were sitting on his breaking stuff. And that's not good. In fact, they showed a clip, and it was brilliant the way A-Rod sussed it. I'm not the biggest A-Rod fan either, but he really is great when it comes to giving those little kind of nuances. And he's right. He was right. They were sitting breaking pitch on him. In fact, he got a called third strike from Austin Riley on a fastball. Right? And you're going, how's he let that go by? Well, it tells you what they were doing. The game plan against Nola was not to hit off the fastball, but hit off the breaking ball. And so, how about it? First pitch to Swanson, he's sitting breaking ball, and he hits the home run. And that's what they could, listen, he's never good in the first inning. He always struggles, but that was a bad one. They give up the four spot. They went going away, and they take the series. But listen, here's what I take out of it. They go toe-to-toe with that team. I will agree every day of the week that lineup is a nasty line. Atlanta's lineup, it's just great. They come at you in waves. They pound the baseball. But Phillies, they held their own, man. Listen, We know the tender spots. We know about back end rotation. We know about really closer and back end bullpen. And we know about center field. And those are the three spots that keeps them from being, you know, a first place team. But where I take it that they're close. I mean, I got to be real with you. I'm more upset. But I'm not devastated. I'm not saying that they're done. You know, this is it. They stink up and down. You know, Milwaukee wasn't that good. They beat them four straight. They're not that. No, listen, they're in the conversation. And it all depends what Dombrowski can get done. Because we know what they need. I trust Dombrowski. I trust he knows what they need. And it's about whether or not he can get some pieces to fill in a little bit. Because they're not, that's not a big ball club, man. It's not. Good morning, Tunis.
How's the Zen Garden this morning?
The what?
The Zen Garden.
What do you mean?
You're a lot more relaxed than I am. My God. I'm not saying I'm freaking out season over, but man, you took a nice walk through the Zen Garden.
Yeah, I
took in the fresh air.
Listen, am I upset?
Yeah, wind chimes going off.
Am I upset at NOLA?
Yeah. Because it's happening over and over again.
Listen, that's what he he's. Listen, you just got to get to the come to the conclusion that you and I both did.
Mm-hmm.
He's not an ace,
right?
He's not their best pitcher.
Oh, but I still need him to step up in big spots.
Wheeler is their best pitcher.
Yes,
we know that. Noah's a good two who can't pitch in Atlanta.
But I mean, it's happening over and over again. Then Neris again.
Well, listen, you and I talked about this before. We know that it's why I bring up those three spots, right?
Right.
Back end rotation, closer, and center field.
But why is it that we knew this and they didn't? I know Dombrowski needs more time. Don't get me wrong.
That's you just answered your question. You can't get everything in one offseason.
Yeah, but what did he bring in? Like, okay, so he re-signed JT Realmuto, which was
well, he had to bring in all kinds of arms in the pen. I grant
yeah,
you.
Yeah, some of them, like the Kinstlers of the world, nice ERA over five.
Dude, you're going on a shoestring budget, right? Because what he had was not a ton of money to work with after what was invested. He re-signs JT, and then he's got to, you know, piecemeal the bullpen.
Right. I mean, listen, I'm not saying season's over. I still think they're going to be in the running until the very end of it. But I can't help but be a little disappointed after that weekend when you should have at least won two of three, but you have another meltdown from Neris in game two when you have a 3-0 lead and Velasquez actually pitches well for you.
I know.
He gives you another nice outing of five innings, of five and a third, but that's all you need? That's all
listen,
you ask from him.
He gives you that in Atlanta. I mean, that was impressive.
It was huge.
It was.
He had a no-hitter through three innings.
I know.
I mean, he had 40 pitches somehow with a no-hitter,
listen,
but hey.
He is what he is. Like, we already know what he is.
Right, but then you come away, it's another blown lead, and I'm like, I can't help but have flashbacks of last year. It's not as bad as last year, but there are still a lot of moments. Well,
the problem, though, Andrew, is what do you do? True, it's like we knew that he was an issue, that Neris is an issue.
Yeah, the second he was announced, the close of the team, I was walking out of the studio grabbing reeds, and you're back there screaming, what? And we're going nuts.
I know.
As a collective fan base, we went nuts.
I know. But
for some reason, Girardi thought he was the guy.
I don't understand it.
I got to question him. And I don't want to because I hated Gabe Kapler so much. But I can't help but go, it's Girardi.
Listen, he hasn't actually been Joe Torre.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So
he's been Joe Schmo at times.
I don't really disagree.
Which is concerning
I don't really disagree. But
pro show pros versus Joes?
Wait,
the Joe.
Wait a second, dude. Am I to believe that this guy just forgot all he knows about the game?
I would hope he didn't forget.
Did he have a lobotomy?
But part of me goes, all right, so he went with the Yankees. The Yankees.
Yeah, but dude, come on, man.
I'm just saying. He has to be.
He was a great, like, defensive.
He's been a disappointment,
gritty
though.
Catcher.
I'm not out on Girardi because I actually like his baseball intellect, but I knew that Neris should not have been the closer of the team.
Agree. We both did. We said it.
And before anyone goes, oh, well, who would you rather have? Well, at the time, before Archie Bradley was injured, I figured he would be the closer. But Girardi's reasoning was, well, Archie Bradley can give you more than one inning. Okay, so he'll get you to seventh and eighth. And then Neris comes in for the ninth and still blows the lead. It's terrifying. I'll be honest. You can't have a closer who's blown 25% of his save opportunities this year.
What? I know.
Well, you went through the Zen Garden this morning.
What am I going to say? I've said it a million times.
You're probably sipping your coffee, looking at the birds, wind chimes going.
Listen, I was at Mass. It was a communion Mass. I'm in a good place over the weekend. All right? I'm trying to have a better attitude in life. And then you stabbed me with pins.
Yeah, because I'm coming back from the shore this morning. 76, they decide now to do construction on one lane. What are we doing? Why'd you wait till now, Philly?
Dude, I understand it. I drove through it, too. I'm trying to have a better attitude. It's a flipping Monday, right? It's a flipping Monday. And I'm trying to have a better attitude with life.
That's nice.
All right? And you're pulling me back 12 minutes into the show. Like, I get it. Like, we all got it. We all hate Maris as the closer. We all said it. But what are you going to do? I can't control it. I'm not in the flipping dugout. If I'm out in the dugout, I can't make the move.
Yeah, and then I got to hear Girardi Saturday night after he blows another save. Oh, he's actually been pitching really well for us.
Dude, what do you expect him to say? Yeah, Neris stinks. I bleeped up. He's not going to do that.
Okay.
You can't expect them to say, it's like every week with Doug. What's he going to say? What's Girardi going to tell you? I'm an idiot. I made him the closer. I didn't listen to all you people who were right.
Usual. I'm tired of being right. Damn it! How about our organizations are right for once,
dude? We all said it. We said, well, you can't go with Neris as the closer. You correctly remembered my
scream.
Yes.
It was a scream.
I was going to talk about an outburst, but yes, it was a scream. I screamed when I found out that Neris was
the station's
close.
Down the hall heard you scream.
I don't understand. I don't understand what he sees in him. I don't get it, all right? I don't see two pitches. I don't get a little bit, right? And I don't get the trash that's in center field, right? The trash. I mean, Herrera stinks.
Yes.
Okay? He blows. Who's he got lucky, hit one home run. Stinks, okay? The dude sucks. The dude's got no plan at the plate. He's horrendous.
That's right, it stinks!
All right? All those center fields, feeble, pencil bat, no arm, they suck.
You got one right? Bench piece that's batting over 200, it's Bamboo. Everyone else is under 200.
Right. So, whole center field blows. I still don't know why you don't move Bryce to center and be done with it. All right? Just be done with it. Instead of trying that crew of
Maton,
slop.
Quinn, when he's healthy.
No, it's pit slop. It's terrible. See? This is what you got me in.
All
I want to do is go, well, he knows who has to. Like, listen, Dombrowski's a smart guy. He could see it. He knows what's going on. I don't know why, you know, Joe, I was going to call him the Gabe. I don't know why.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know why Joe.
All right. What's on your minds?
I don't understand why Joe doesn't see the whole thing. The whole Neris thing. I don't understand it. I don't get it. But Dombrowski has to. And Dombrowski's got to go get another arm that can close games. Has to.
Yeah. Because here's the deal. It's going to be.
Because you're not. Listen, they're a good team.
They are, but I don't want this team being held back by the same reasons that were held back last year. It's the same thing. It was bullpen and no outfield production other than Harper. It's the same damn thing. I'm reliving 2019 or 2020, whatever year it was.
Well, they're better than then. I guess. I don't know.
Well, more than 60 games, so.
I mean, that bullpen was trash.
It was awful. Man. It was historically bad. Yeah.
Listen, I'm not telling you this year, you know, all of a sudden they're like the Angels or the Indians of the past.
No, right? They're better because they got to Neris without allowing a run.
He's so bad.
Yeah.
He's so bad. But we knew that.
But the organization didn't.
I trust that they did. They just, Girardi just went, you know what, let me go with the veteran thing. And that's kind of what it was probably in his mind. It's a mistake. I agree.
It's disappointing because you come, like, I was pumped. You and I were fired up for that series.
Well, see,
going
here's
into
the
weekend.
I can't go Friday sky high, Monday in the dumps. All right, they lost the series. They didn't get swept.
No, but they were playing well going into the series. And I don't make the Brewers thing. I don't make that argument of the Brewers stink. No, they were playing well going into the series.
And listen, I agree with you. They squandered an opportunity to take 2 or 3 down there. I agree. It's a squander job. But, I mean, it's May. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
I can't go, you know, all excited, this and that, and then just and 2 days later, I'm in the doldrums.
Right, but I can't help but think that this division, right, because I think it's going to be a fight the entire year. You need to win as many games against your divisional opponents, right? Last year, the reason why you didn't make the playoffs, not only because of the bullpen, you couldn't beat the damn Marlins, right? This year, the Braves are floundering right now. The Mets are still floundering right now. And you're losing big games to these teams that when we get to September, the Braves, the Mets, those are the two teams you're going to be fighting with to get that. If you want to win this division.
Well, yeah.
So you need to take every opportunity you can get and you blow another one.
Okay. I mean, we know that. That's not stuff we don't know.
Which is why I can't go Zen Garden today.
I'm not Zen.
You had the rake going through the sand.
But I wasn't Zenning it. I was more like.
The nice pebbles set up.
Nah, I wasn't in that mode. I wasn't in Chimes. I wasn't in Chimestown.
You're saying play the Chimes.
Nah, all I'm doing is not freaking out because I don't want to be sky high on Friday and grousing on Monday. It's too much yin-yang. It's too much. We're too manic. It's May. You can't freak out. Like it's a football season. That's our problem with the Sixers. We look at things too microscopically, like an autopsy, when stuff doesn't need to be autopsied.
Yeah, but I can autopsy a series. And yeah. I can autopsy that they should have won 2 of 3.
Okay, yeah.
And that Nola is still freaking me out when it comes to big spots.
Hey, he's not that good, dude.
Well,
all right.
If you listen to the show, you would.
That's the bottom line. We've said it. He's not that good. He's a really good two.
Yes, he is.
And that's what he is. He's a really good two. If he was an ace, you don't go down to Atlanta and get rocked. There's too many big moments when he comes up small. That's fine. I mean, that's what he is. Hopefully Wheeler continues the way he's pitching.
Yep.
He's your ace. And Nola as an excellent two. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, that doesn't get him off the hook. Like, you, even as a two, you got to go down and keep him in the game.
Right. Yeah, I mean, before the show, we were talking to Connor, who's on the John Cage show. He goes, well, maybe he just doesn't have the clutch gene. Oh, well, that's great. And Connor's Mr. Noel's defender here at the station. I go, oh, awesome. I'm glad the franchise's ace, number one, 1A, 1B. Doesn't have a clutch gene. That's awesome. Makes you feel good.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm worried about the clutch genes, aren't you?
But every month of September.
You know, I'm worried about it too. And that will ultimately destroy us if that's the case. If he has no clutch gene, well then, what good is he? He's got no clutch gene. I'm trying not to go that far, dude. And you're just already pushing me to the edge. It's not even, you know, the show's barely 20 minutes old, and you're pushing me to the brink of insanity. I need to reel it back. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Phillies, we'll talk a lot of Sixers today as we move closer to the clinch. Excited about that. And I got a rip. Saturday Night Live, SNL, gets trashed today. And I can't believe there are people in our area who liked that skit, who thought that skit was good. If you missed it, we'll play it for you. We'll talk all about it. It's a Monday. We're just getting started for the week. Cuz Radio Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Stop. Hey, lady! Shut up!
Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
So, I was thinking about, because our momentous part of our weekend was the communion and the after party, which was really nice. And so, you know, I thought, like, listen, you know, we'll have a tent. And we went to this Regina Gelato, which, and the people are unbelievable. Like, Lucrezia, all these people that have the place are awesome. And they have Graham on the back, and they have the pizza truck. And I was thinking, this is the most incredible thing, because people were raving about this pizza truck.
Okay.
I mean, when I tell you, I still was thinking about it the next morning. The pizza was that good.
They make full pies in the truck?
So they're like, they're almost like individual pizzas.
Is it slices or the square? Like, is it like the Ilios?
No, it's little rounds. No, they actually have the oven.
Nice.
The whole big thing, right? And the guy's great. Him and his son, they're awesome, right? And they come out like 12-inch pies. And they do it.
That's awesome.
And he uses all the best ingredients. And the thing's really thin. And it's like the best. Like, there's nothing better than, like, unlimited pizza, right? Like, and when it's really good.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And everybody was raving about it. Like, they were going nuts. Because the pizza truck and the gelato were right there. Right? Like, you can't go wrong.
No, you can't go wrong with that at all. Right?
I got wine and beer. Like, you're good. So, and it's funny because the kids, same thing. The kids are going nuts over the gelato.
Oh, I'm sure.
Pizza. But he did a white garlic pie.
Oh, nice.
With sausage and jalapenos.
Dude. Nice.
Dude. I'm still thinking about that.
That was a dude moment.
Yeah, then he did one. Same thing with white with bacon and scallions.
Oh, nice.
It was outrageous.
I'm going to have to make a stop.
Dude, he's unbelievable, this guy.
That sounds really good.
Fuoco, yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to check that out. I didn't know about it. I don't know when the truck got there.
The truck's unbelievable.
Yeah, sounds amazing.
Between that and the gelato, like, people are freaking out.
That sounds like a good day.
Yeah.
First of all, I have to ask. Was there a change of clothes for Moss?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, right away.
Probably good. He's all muddy, I'm sure.
No, yeah, because, like, listen, you know, we went from, he had the pristine white suit.
Yes.
So, it was different. Like, years ago, you went right from the church and then you went
to whatever
to the party and all that stuff. But we had some time. So he changed.
Good.
And he was running around with a Flyers hoodie on.
All right, nice.
And he had sneakers.
And he didn't want the white suit.
Nah.
Not when it's raining.
Nah, it would have been done.
That would have been bad.
Uncle Joey hooked him up. Like, he looked like, you know,
$1 million.
Yeah.
That's good.
The kid and the godfather.
That's awesome. My first thought was, where am I? Because, again, I was not planning on staying down the shore yesterday. And it's not that I blacked out or anything, but I was like, all right, I'm going to stay here. I'll wake up in the morning. Well, when's the last time you had that? That where am I? Because you traveled a lot, right? Like, when you were covering and doing newspaper stuff, did you ever have that, what city am I in? Like, where?
Dude, there was often. Because I used to go, I mean, I was away 300 nights a year.
Right.
I'd stay at a hotel. And I loved it, but I had that often. I oftentimes would go out and I would go to the right room, but wrong hotel.
Really?
I'd done that a couple times. I was like, wait, I'm the Marriott, right? Key's not working. And I go down
really?
The front desk, go, my key's not working. They go, what's your name? You know, go, and they look at the key, and they go,
that's Holiday Inn.
You're at the west and right corner. But, oh, yeah, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess because you never stayed at one company every time, right?
Well, I used to stay at mostly Marriott's, but a couple times just different properties.
Right.
Multiple Marriott properties. But I would stay a lot in Marriott's or Westin's or Sheridan's. They kind of like that would, they were the hotels I would stay at. And like different cities, you know, what's booked up, who's, so you'd have to stay at another one. So sometimes you were like, it was crazy. And I'd wake up and go, where am I at? Like, I did that a couple times.
Like, it was weird because just like the whole thing, like my parent, the spare bedroom, the bed's smaller. Right. And I'm like, what's going on? I like totally forgot I spent the night when I first woke up. But then I actually got to thinking. So I saw my in-laws yesterday, too. And Christy is talking about her trip to North Carolina she took a few weeks ago for the Bachelorette. That's when I had the weekend to myself at the house, and it was nice. And she's talking about one of the flight attendants. My father-in-law, who traveled a lot for his job, knew exactly who she was talking about. So you're still thinking about the pizza 2 days later. I'm still thinking about this moment yesterday where Christy's explaining, and he goes, a blonde hair, this name, to a T. How does that happen? Now, like, it's the same airline. I think
weird.
She flew American, but could you imagine, like, he just knew exactly who she was talking about. And it's not like the lady who works at Wawa, right? You go to the same Wawa. No, it was a flight attendant.
Wow, that's wild.
And like when he's and Christy's
you do,
like,
I will say you do get to know, you know, when I was traveling all the time, it was U.S. Air.
Okay. Yeah.
Before American took over U.S. Air. So it was U.S. Air, and I'd fly U.S. Air all everywhere, right? And I mean, you knew the crews, you knew some of them. So it was, you know, so your father-in-law, it makes sense.
Yeah, because he did a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
But still, it was just like crazy that he knew exactly who she was talking about.
Yeah, it's weird.
It gave me chills. I was like, dude, how do you know that?
Yeah.
But it makes sense because he did as much traveling as he did. It's still like, wow, all right.
No, yeah, it's weird. Did you have any... So your epiphany was, sports-wise, that the Sixers get to the final.
They're going to the final.
It's done.
Like, it's all, like...
It's written in stone.
I don't feel guilty saying it. You know, it's happening.
You're not worried about a jinx? You're not worried about nothing?
No. And I believe in jinxes. Remember, I didn't call my father when Roy Halladay was pitching a perfect game.
Yeah, no, this
is one of those where I go, nah, they're going to the final. I feel good about it. I've had it before. My first real one, well, there's two. Chase Utley hit a grand slam, his first ever major league hit. And I was driving back from Take Your Child to Work Day with my dad. And we were listening to it on the radio. I'm like, he's hitting a grand slam here. And it wasn't one of those like, oh, he's going to hit a grand. Like, I just like, wow, he's going to hit a grand slam here. And he did. And then 07, we went to the final game of the season. And remember, we needed the Mets to lose and the Phils to win. And we were sitting in traffic on Route 42. I still remember. I'm just like, everything's going to work out today. I just know it.
I had that vibe. And I'm interested in people's psychic sports moment, okay? Because I know exactly what you mean.
It's a feeling.
Do you remember there was a game, the Eagles-Cowboys game, and all this stuff had to happen.
Like the Raiders, Michael Bush.
The Bears.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the Bears were part of it. I want to say Atlanta. I mean, you're right, the Raiders. So, like, I remember thinking, it's all going to work out. They're going to make the... It was the same feeling that you had.
Yeah.
I had. And I get the same kind of intuition with home run. I can't explain it to you. Like, I'll be watching the game. I'm going to go, he's going to go yard.
Yeah.
And boom, he does. And it's just, it's just me. But, sometimes I wish there was somebody, like, you know, witness.
Sometimes you wish you were at your sports book.
Can I get a witness? No, yeah, I know.
You know what I'm mean?
Like, how do you, like, don't you get it too with a field goal? Like, oh, he's going to miss.
Oh,
I
yeah.
know it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to make it. Like, I know. I feel good about the kick. Like, the kick to win, to beat the 58-yarder to beat the Giants. Remember that?
60.
That we, right. 60.
It was long.
I'm saying 58.
Yeah. Elliott. Yeah.
What was the 58? Somebody, why do I have that yardage?
I'm sure there was something there.
Anyway, whatever. But that kick, I remember going, he's making it.
Yeah, this kid that we have no idea who he is.
I remember thinking, like, I know he's making. Like, there wasn't a doubt in my mind. I believe in that psychic sports thing. I don't know what. I don't know. I can't explain it, but I believe in it.
And it's different from, like, we thought the Flyers were going to be good this year, right?
Yeah.
It's
a feeling.
It's in the core.
Right. It's just a feeling. You know it's going to happen. So, all right, now let's open up the phone lines in earnest for everybody. And you hear what we're talking about. And also, if you have your sports psychic moment, share it. Because I believe in that stuff. I having a feeling like that, I think is real. Sixers fighting, Zen moment, all that, all on the table.
Screw your Zen.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I had a weird caller yesterday.
You did?
His name was Bob. He called in.
What did Bob say?
And he was ripping the process and saying how much it was awful and how they got lucky, which obviously there is, like, we wanted Wiggins, you know, whatever, but at how it was all luck, no credit. I go, so if they win the championship this year or any year, you're not giving the process any credit?
Nope.
And I go, are you having fun right now? Yeah, of course I am. All right. We wouldn't be here without it. You know that, right? No, they just got lucky. All right, man.
Yeah, you know what? Like I got to tell you something. And we talked about it a little bit earlier. It drives me insane with this process talk. First of all, I don't even think people understand it. I truly don't even think they understand it. The bottom line is, if you go, why the process, I'm using quotation marks around air quotes, why it came about, it was because they were in purgatory forever. Mm-hmm. They were chasing bad contracts over and over and over again. There was a cap to how good that they would be. And once they went all in on buying them, and that was a failure, they had no choice. The only way you can do it is if you strip it down. It really is a rebuild. That's all it was.
It just got a nickname.
All right? It was a rebuild. It's not. It wasn't unlike any other friggin' rebuild, except they went a little too far and they embraced it. That was it. Hinkie embraced it. It got a name. It happened on their social media. And all it was meant to do was push the reset button so you can rebuild the thing. You were stuck in a way. They weren't going to be able to be a real contender. So the new regime comes in and they go, well, we got to tear it down. It's like if you buy a house and you look at the house, you love the property, right? You're on Beach Block, and you look at the, and you go, yeah, well, that house got to go.
A lot of work to do.
I got
to
rebuild the house. Well, that's all it is. And this concept of, well, you got to win it for it to be a success, it's just stupid. The whole point of the thing was to be able to get back and compete for a championship, to be a contender.
I mean, I've always said for it to be an ultimate success, I want them to win a championship.
Yeah, and I think that's stupid, bro. I'm sorry. I love you. It's stupid. The whole thing was meant to become a contender. That's what a rebuild is. A rebuild is I'm going to completely deconstruct my team, get rid of aging players, and try to rebuild it into a being contender. That's it. As far as championships are concerned, you need luck. You need things to fall your way. Breaks. That shouldn't be pinned on the process.
I mean, I go ultimate success.
Again,
it's shown so far. It's high, obviously to this point has been a success. You're the one seed in the Eastern Conference. You were never getting there.
It's already done. The process is complete. The rebuild's complete. That's it. You got to be a contender. That's what it was for. That's why you endure it, so that you can rebuild the thing. No matter how they got, yeah. Did they want Wiggins? Yeah, they wanted Wiggins. Did they get lucky when Embiid, the injury happens and he falls to them? Yeah, they got lucky. But they also got unlucky, right? They got unlucky at times.
He's hurt for a while. Well, Bang gets hurt.
The best player on the board is Okafor. That's unlucky. That he, you know, if it's 1990, he's a star.
Exactly.
Well, he's not a star. It's a different game, so he's not a star. I don't understand it. I quite frankly, even your take, I think it's wrong.
I mean, that's how I've always felt from when it was happening, that for it to be an ultimate success, it's a championship.
Look at the Phillies. Phillies have a great run. They win a World Series. They get back to another. They're buzzing around. Their players get old, right?
Yeah.
So now they have to go through a process or a rebuild.
Correct.
Whatever you want to call it. Nobody says, oh, it's a failure. You know why it's a failure? Because they haven't gotten to the point where they're a contender again.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that regime, ultimately, was a failure. Yeah, obviously.
It was, because they're not a contender.
Right.
Was the Andy Reid Eagles, were they a failure?
No, I would not say they were a failure, no.
I mean, you got to get to win a championship. You got to get some breaks. You got to be a little lucky.
Yeah, no, I get it. That's why I say ultimate success. It has been a success to this point, dude.
It's you're giving me semantics. You got to provide the ultimate success.
Yes,
it doesn't matter. Like that doesn't compute. Either you're a contender or you're not, and that's all the process. There is no guarantees of a title. The process gets you back as a contender. That's what you signed up for, to be a contender again. Are you a contender?
Yes, you are.
Bingo, that's a success.
I still want a title.
Yeah, well, so do I. But that has nothing to do with the process. That's post-process. That's the process after the process.
The progress.
However you want to call it. We get caught up in semantics. We mince words. That's what it is, semantics. It's nonsense.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.